Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we're BaltimorePositive.com. We're doing some really cool stuff next week. What a week it's been. I mean, from the heartbreak of the Ravens losing to this Oriole ownership news, and we're doing this amazing thing next week that we hope to participate in. All of our sponsors, all of our friends are participating. The Maryland Lottery is giving us scratch-offs to give away. We're Window Nation, Jiffy Lube, and our friends at Curio and Foreign Daughter and Cole Rue. Everybody's in next week. It's for the Maryland Food Bank. We're calling it Crab Cake Row, a cup of Super Bowl. Many of you have been listening. I've been doing this for 32 years. It's our 25th anniversary. We did Radio Row at the Super Bowl for many, many years all over the continent. We will instead of going to Las Vegas, we're going downtown to Lexington Market on Monday. We'll be at Fadley's on Tuesday. We'll be at Costas Wednesday, at Coco's in Lauraville on Thursday. We'll be at State Fair in Catonsville on Frederick Road. And then on Friday at Pappas in Cockeysville. And come on out. Do it for the Maryland Food Bank. It's very simple. A cup of soup or bowl. I may just say it. It's like the Bare Naked Lady song. A cup of soup or bowl. We'll give you a free cup or bowl of Maryland crab soup or cream of crab soup. And the newfangled thing that's going to become the conversation piece next week, like at Thanksgiving, whether it's apple and pumpkin or pecan, do you like a half and half or not? And most people did not grow up with half and half. Some people are a little weirded out by the tomato and the cream and whatever. I find it to be delightful. But it is sort of a new Gucci shishi thing to do. Wendy Bronfine is our friend. She is our chief cannabis officer here, chief brand officer at Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. You can find them up on York Road. Yes, they have cannabis. Yes, they will educate you. We're going to educate you right now. But more than that, not only is she a rock and roll queen, as we've learned during the Go-Go's era, and I'm going to be having some rock stars on here, but she's also like a Baltimore sports fan. And like when this thing began, I said hello, you said hello back, but we're taping this after the baseball announcement. I did some radio before the radio. Oh my God, we laws, what are you gonna do? And now the baseball thing, like, so I can go either way with this. It's been a crazy week. It's been a week here that I needed to ask you this, because I was thinking, what clever cannabis related thing am I going to say to Wendy to make her giggle? I'm saying, is there a champagne of cannabis? Because if there is, you know, I need a champagne cannabis, a celebratory cannabis strain for whatever this is, if we're really going to have new baseball ownership. When
So I think if you like to smoke, I'm going to say Blissful Wizard. It's the happiest.
I knew you'd have
strength. always a good time. I think a mango or an orange terp chew will get you all happy too. Great way to celebrate. I when I saw that come through last night, I was pretty psyched. So, you know, hopefully a new era is upon us. And it's very nice to hear that Cal is involved in that. That just feels like the right move.
You know, I think you're the first one to mention Cal, because I mean, I think I mentioned it in passing with Luke and where it is. I mean, tell me what sports means to you and your family, because you and I talked at length about CFG Bank and your sponsorship and you thinking that the city's important in the same way that, you know, I've had Bill Wiedel on and we've talked about raising the city, because at the end of the day, yeah, you can be in business and sell cannabis or sell sports radio or sell all the products that I sell, right? We're crab cakes next week, all of that stuff, but raising the boat for the city. And I think we can all agree, whatever this is with the baseball thing, we feel like it can be better. And we won two divisions last year, baseball won, football won. I don't know how many games you went to or used to go to, or we're going to go to, but to feel like we're rising again in some way that isn't just the standings, that what really matters to the city. And sports has been one of those things. Whether you're a girl or a boy, whether you're West Side, East Side, I mean, sports has been something that's a real glue for this community, not just in this century, but, you know, back when your dad was doing pharmacy work and building neighbor care, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I love the Ravens, but I feel like the Orioles are like, you know, it's who we all are, right? They've been here forever. And I think we are a baseball town. And I grew up going to games at Memorial Stadium. We used to all pile into my uncle's like big Buick wagon, you know, kids in the, you know, the reverse back seat where you looked out the window.
I love that. Brady Bunch. Parents,
yeah.
My first car was a 77 Caprice Classic. It was puke green and it had the wood paneling. I'm not kidding. It was rusted out in the back. I bought it for $700. It ran for a while and then the tires fell off.
It's true. So it was like, My cousins, me, my parents, my aunt and uncle. I mean, that was a ritual.
10 miles to the gallon. I'm sure.
I mean, you know, I think about remember when Cal and Eddie and they'd come out on the field, they would do like the little rock band interstitial at the 7-inning stretch. Like there was just like folksiness and fun, and you know, obviously Camden Yards is an incredible stadium. Hopefully with new ownership, there'll be some upgrades around that are long overdue, but the team is doing great, and the team was always felt like a really great team through my childhood. So these more recent years of kind of being in the slumps has always made me feel like let's move on, right? We
We
need
can be better. We can
something
do
new.
better. You know,
So here we
right?
are.
Well, on the football thing, I mean, I know we're going to do love potions and it's Valentine's Day and we're going to talk about cannabis and different things we can do. But the football thing, yeah, I mean, it was a little bit of a downer, right? So, you know, in the pick-me-up way, let's talk about the holidays. Let's talk about Valentine's Day because next week you're bringing James Bond out for Living Classrooms Foundation. And I plugged that earlier. He's going to be with us. And I had Coach Billick on this week, and Coach Billick and I did a lot in regard to James and in regard to the city and stuff like that. But it's Valentine's Day, and I know we're going to get a chance to really talk about this next week. But part of the whole science of cannabinoids and terpenes and the things you do lead to potential erogenous zone things here that we should be talking about here on the eve of Valentine. Everybody deserves love in their life, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a product line. Oh, you can see it behind me in places if you're watching. The black and pink, it's called O.
No,
So
OH,
this
that's OH, like Sagahara
O-H,
O. Okay.
O-H, O. Get
Oh.
that O with the O, you know? So this line comes, there's three different products in it, or I should say four products. There's pre-rolls, there's vape, there's chews, and there's intimacy oil. And so, on the smokable side, you're talking about products that relate directly to our golden strawberry flower, right? That's where this all starts from.
You
That's what
told me a
it's
couple
used as
weeks
for our
ago
line.
that you had a couple that was coming in and trying this product. And like, all of this is so new and the science is new. So if you found it 5 years ago to figure out whether it's Sativa, Indica, you know, all that scientific part of it. But what about that strain specifically? And you said that there was some non-scientific evidence about it as well. But you mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. I just want you to talk about that in case people didn't hear it a few weeks ago.
Yes, so it all started with the strain that we grow called Golden Strawberry. And it seemed to be that we were getting this, it started with men. We were getting feedback that it had a Viagra-like effect. And what you were talking about was there was this older couple. And when I say older, I'm talking about like 70 plus.
Not old
They
like
might have,
55 like me.
right. They
I'm pretty
might have
old,
even been in
man.
their
I tell you,
80s.
it's we're, you know, it's
And
70. Go ahead.
They were coming into the dispensary and to get the golden strawberry, and they would also be have no problem sharing why they liked it and how, and they were there to get more, and they just had a frisky little nature, and it was kind of wonderful because, you know, at that age, it's good to know that it's still working for
At
you.
any
And
age,
so
yes.
at any age. And so we ended up kind of looking more into this strain and understanding it, and then created this line off of it called O, for its purposes of giving you a good O. And so you can smoke via pre-rolls or use vape cartridges. You can do chews because part of what's making this effective is the terpene profile. It's not just the fact that there is THC in it. And so that terpene profile shows up in these chews. And then the intimacy oil is a different product. That's more of would be like a sexual lubricant type product. And here it's using a blend of oils that are safe and appropriate for use on genital areas of your body, as well as the infusion of the terpenes and key herbs that are stimulating, that are analgesic, that are moisturizing. The creation of that product really started with an eye towards women who were in the menopausal window, and what can impact you there. But the viscosity and the quality of the oil is good for anyone to use. And so, you can smoke something, you take a chew, you can take a couple drops of oil and, mix and match and get your Valentine's Day on.
Well, we can laugh and giggle about it one way or another, and there's all sorts of products and problems and ED and real issues that are going on. I certainly don't want to belabor that, but I would just say for you, jumping into this space, and I always go back to the entrepreneur side, and I call you chief cannabis officer, but you are the chief brand officer. Your father's come on, you've talked about your business here. People can go out and listen or come meet you or stop by and learn a little bit more about Curio and Foreign Daughter. But when you started this whole thing, did you realize, I mean, it's sort of an open-ended thing, this cannabinoid system, for what the product can be and new things and new ideas that literally somebody comes into your place and says, this is doing this to me. Is it supposed to or is it not? And I like it. Can we make more of it? Can we bottle that? Literally, right? Can we bottle that? Did you realize years ago that that such things would be on the menu? That for lack of that you could create these things and put them on a menu in such a specific way.
Well, that's how we came to it, right? We wanted to kind of, we felt like you could normalize the conversation around cannabis if it became useful in a more kind of mainstreamed way. And
Like
in
this
a
balm I'm putting
mainstream,
on my back that's really helping me, that helped me drive 4 hours on the West Coast. Like literally, my wife was pissed because I took it with me to put on me, and it wasn't here, and she had to run over to the store. I got away with it by saying, I don't think there's le a whole lot left in the balm. Then she came back and she showed me, like, there's a ton of it left. You took it all away. So, like, literally, we're fighting over the balm. I swear to God, that's true. That's fact.
Yeah. But
Mood
we,
is the
my husband
product.
and I do have his and hers as well because we use it so much, we just have like reserves. But no, that's how we came to this. It was all about like we can normalize the conversation if we can make the products more solution oriented. And we sometimes call that condition specific, right? Because somebody's looking for to treat a specific thing, to deal with certain symptoms, to get certain effects, wherever you are on the medical to lifestyle spectrum of use. Right. It's easier to shop if you say what you're looking for and there's a named product that does that, right? Because what's typical in our space, and we make these products as well, is to just have things that are more universal, right? Flower, vapes, chews that are a potency of cannabinoids, 10 milligrams, 25 milligrams, 5 milligrams, right? But here we're not only considering the active ingredients, but we're considering the dosage form in terms of how does that best suit what you're looking for, right? Like the body pain and inflammation is really nicely dealt with a topical. You don't necessarily need to feel any psychoactivity, and if you consume something, you might get that effect. If you rub it on your body, you're not getting that effect, but you just took your pain and inflammation away. So, that's really kind of it's the core of what we are about.
Well, I'm actually rubbing this on my ankle because my ankle's been like a little screwed up from my back, and it's like a little inflamed, and it's really helped me. And so the product I use is called Move. You can find it over at Far and Goddard Curio Wellness. And by the way, medical card, different dosages for folks who do not have a medical card, but very available for adult use. You can find them over in York Road in Timonium, Far and Goddard, and CurioWellness.com. Wendy Braunfein is our guest. I'm a blunt person shirt here. So other things that you're working on and things that are happening here. I know you're doing daily specials and different things like that, but I think the Valentine's Day thing, given the product, how do you keep this on the shelves at Valentine's Day? I'm thinking like people are gonna, they find it says O on it, you've got it marketed and put together real nice. Is this the first year for this, or is this a couple years old now?
No, it's been around since the medical program, but I think what's going to be really interesting is to see that the freedom of conversation on this topic, right? It's very interesting that in the medical space, we found that while patients had no problem coming in and talking about any number of ailments they could have, people got a little prudish on the sex conversation, right? Which is like, I mean, you just told me about irritable bowel and all the things that are happening about that, which is can be graphic and personal, but you don't want to talk about this. Like, so it was a little odd, and we were trying to overcome that. In adult use, it'll be interesting to see if it's a little bit more relaxed and people are like, oh, that sounds good. Friday night, Valentine's Day plans, whatever it is, let me get some of that.
Well, it'd be a try it and you'll like it kind of thing. In the same way that, I guess anybody that has ever tried Viagra, Levitra, any of those products, if you're, my audience tends to skew male and sporty here, especially this week, but females online as well. But from a male perspective, because that's what I identify as a him and a he, that you either find it, whoa, I don't like that, or I like that, or hey, that gave me a headache if I had that with a glass of wine, which I have firsthand experience. I felt like my head was going to explode at various points from taking these other things. So a lighter version of that, and horny goat weed oil, and all the eating oysters, right? Oysters were going to do like all of these mythical fallacy things. I'll tell you, with the blue pill's not a fallacy, but it's a different kind of ride for some people than it is for, and side effects and waking up the next day feeling like you're hungover, just all sorts of different things that are possible with that. I would think this would be a little kinder and gentler because let's be honest. I mean, from my own use, cannabis is kinder and gentler than alcohol or than all sorts of opioids and all sorts of hard drugs that we, narcotics that we've all had when we've had a toothache or we've had an operation or had those kind of things. There is a, it's always felt a little safer to me, but it's also a different conversation that, to your point, to say, well, I want the green flower stuff from the guy on the corner than coming out to you where we are right now. And I talk about gambling all the time, that it was always a street thing. Now it's very specific, and I'm getting, it's on the up and up, and I'm getting exactly what I want, and people can come into your place and be specific about what they want and know that it's safe and know that it's tested and know that they might try it in the product of O and say, oh, this, oh, that, but trying it might be a better ride for them than other things they've tried in that space for sex or for irritable bowel or for my wife trying to just get a good night of sleep.
Yes. And well, I think the other thing with so the O line kind of has two offerings to it, if you want to call it that. Like one is this, I probably more male skewing, this Viagra-like effect. But there's also like a heightened sensitivity effect, which is like and a mental relaxation, which can be both good for both genders, but I think it's probably more useful on the female side. So kind of quieting your mind, relaxing, and having
Have
heightened
a drink,
sensitivity.
loosen up is what, right? I mean, right?
Right.
That would
But
be the old
also that
movie
the
line from the 60s, right?
yeah, but also that all of the tactile engagement has a more arousing feel.
Even more so than champagne, which is where this whole thing started with the Oriole
Right.
celebration and maybe a little bit of, wine to mellow out after the Raven thing, but you can go see Wendy, see the good folks over at Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. I always say this to folks just because there are people that have a card and they know what it's about and they may be going somewhere else and they're looking for a different experience or looking for more quality products, quite frankly, with you. But if people come in first time, I think the having broadcast from your place and it faces York Road, everybody knows across from the Jiffy Lube where I got my oil change last week and an Nautilus Diner, that pull in the back, walk in, they come in. If they've never done anything, I find it to be a good educational resource. They could come in the front door and talk to people, and it doesn't feel like, for lack of a better expression, a head shop. It feels like a serious place where people want to help you.
Absolutely. I mean, the front of house is general retail, as well as a space where you can consult with someone, get some insight. You don't have to go into the dispensary to get that much information. You can do it in that first level of engagement. And then if you do go in the dispensary, there is a highly trained staff and they're very much educated on understanding the endocannabinoid system, the products that we carry, the products that we make, and listening to what you're trying to achieve and then placing the right product with you. And we always say, like, if that doesn't work, you should come back because we don't want you to have the wrong thing, right?
I
So
feel like I could put
that's it.
anybody in there on the radio with me for 10 minutes and talk and say, I have a headache, I want to sleep, all of the issue, sex, whatever it is. And I, anytime I've ever talked to anybody in your place, it almost feels like, did you go to college for this? And I, people are going to college
Curio
for it now, right?
College.
Literally, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I think that this, look, when you go into a dispensary, the menu can be very large, right? The dispensary is carrying products from people, from brands all around the state. Everyone's making lots of different offerings. There's so many choices. It can definitely be overwhelming. That's one of the reasons why on our site, I've been kind of very vigilant on what we call our product pages to have as much information as possible. So if you want to go online and learn before you shop and read about products and know what they are and feel a little bit more informed, that's a great resource to have. But once you walk into a store, you really should be able to work with someone who can listen to what you need and then address that with the right product, right? If you're telling someone that you need long lasting effects, like you shouldn't be buying something to smoke. Because while that has a fast onset, it's not going to last as long as something that you either through a liquid that you drink, through something that you eat, through a tablet that you swallow, all that method of administration is going to have a longer duration for you. And so we want to pay attention to what it is you're trying to achieve.
Always helping us with the science and the education. She's our chief cannabis officer. Wendy Bronfine is here from Curio Wellness and Far and Daughter. Better days ahead on the football side and certainly better days ahead on the baseball side. Wendy, I'll just say this as the sports guy here all of these years. There was so much, and you had asked me how I was doing after the Ravens lost. And, you know, it was different when Cundiff and 10 years ago and Joe Flacco and all that, who came on the show last week. We had a great visit with him. By the way, traffic's up. It's been crazy around here. But the notion that we have this baseball thing and there is some hope and promise. And last year, we didn't have that forever. And like the day football ended, it's like, oh man, when's football start again? And it felt like it was this 8-month off period. I'm hoping as a sports guy and for our city and for downtown where baseball thrives and CFG Bank Arena thrives. And I saw Justin Timberlake's coming, get me in on that contest. And that we don't have that anymore, that we become a year long thing. That's the fun. That's the hope for me.
I agree. So it's really funny that news came out the other night because I've been trying to teach my 4-year-old to understand like sportsmanship. So when we lost, he had a little bit of a meltdown. And then it was kind of legitimate when he said to me,
so did Lamar, by the way.
Yeah, right. He was like,
I'll throw the helmet. Whatever.
Yeah. He's like, they've been to the Super Bowl before. That's not fair. Someone else should get a turn. So then I had to like explain to him how certain franchises just kind of exist in a different sector sometimes. But then I said to him, that's okay, because baseball's coming soon and we're on to the Orioles. And that was like literally like 36 hours ago. And then this came out and I was like, yes, here we go. New energy.
I'm trying to think of how my pop taught me, you know, because like that would have been like 1972, 3, 4, 5, right? My dad was so pissed at the Colts because they traded Johnny U. It came Bert. We had a couple of good years with Bert. But my dad, you know, like that baseball thing, I learned to really dislike the Oakland A's because they had beaten the Orioles every year. And I'm sure I cried in 73 or 74. And on the football side, you know, it was the Steelers from the beginning and the Dolphins were really good. So like the bad guys, you know, like you have to learn the bad guys to know the good guys. So your kid's going to hate the Chiefs forever. That's okay. You know, it's fine. I mean, you know, it's like, that's where it's at. Wendy Bronfine is here. She's sporty. She is our chief cannabis officer and the chief brand officer for all things at Curio Wellness and Far and Daughter. We hope you go out, shop responsibly, stop by, say hello to the folks there. They don't bite and they can help you with all sorts of things, including my aching back with this this fantastic, miraculous move product that I've been using. See you next week, and I will see you on Monday as we get out. I'm going to promote this right now. Wendy will be with us on Monday at Fadley's down at Lexington Market. They just opened the new place. Poor Damie's been running crazy all month trying to get it open. We'll be there on Monday all day 9 until 5, Tuesday at Costas, Wednesday at Coco's, Thursday at State Fair in Catonsville, and then on Friday up at Pappas. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'll have lottery scratch-offs to give away. I will not have Raven scratch-offs. I do have a handful of those left, and they still work, but I'm trying to keep the mood upbeat. And then we're and our friends at Window Nation, as well as our friends at Jiffy Lube Multicare. I better get out of here before I make a mess. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.